Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hawkinsmith here. Brandon Pelter on the phone from Minneapolis from Super Bowl 52. Eagles beat the Patriots 41-33. We just talked about that here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Wasn't the only big win in the state of Pennsylvania in the last few days. Penn State wrestling beats Ohio State in really improbable fashion. 19-18 was the final there. We're going to break that down with Brandon. Really, Brandon, I just want to try to do that match justice. It's hard to really talk about that and put everything into context in this short amount of time, but let's give it a try.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Honestly, we could probably fill the entire show just talking about that dual meet, one of the best probably ever, really. I mean, just such an incredible finish. So many people stepped up for Penn State, and it was so exciting.
So I think just in a broad sense, there's no Jason Knoll. If you see what Ohio State has from top to bottom in its lineup, and that is a daunting, daunting task, and it really takes – I think from 125 all the way up through the heavyweight to everybody's got to save points or get key points. And for Penn State in front of that really rowdy crowd, basically everyone did with only maybe one or two exceptions.
I agree with you. I mean, really, you even look at Carson Kuhn, a guy who has only wrestled in 21 matches. He's 13-8 in his 3 years of wrestling. He's had three surgeries. Wasn't able to enroll until the spring semester here at Penn State. Just got certified. He's going up against Nathan Tomasello and keeps things fairly tight. I mean, he, I believe, had the lead at the end of the first period, and that really got Rec Hall going and made for just that much better of an atmosphere. So I was really impressed and surprised by Kuhn. I think we all expected kind of to see that drop off after the first period that we did see. But he's going to, I think, really get into it as he continues to practice and condition. And, you know, hopefully he can score a couple points for Penn State come the national champion tournament. But he's going to have to continue to fight, and it might take some open tournaments to get him in shape. And also with the amount of matches that he needs under his belt to qualify for Big Ten, and then he needs to perform there too. But really up and down, and Nick Neville's another guy in a losing effort. I mean, wow, he lost by what, 5? Was it 15-10 final?
15-10, yeah.
With Kyle Snyder, one of the best to do it. Nick Neville's continues to improve as well, and you know, even though he came out with the loss, there was a lot riding on that one, and a major decision would have tied things up, and Ohio State would have won by criteria.
It's really interesting, both of those matches that you're talking at the beginning, the bookend matches, 125 and two, and the heavyweight. It's you know what the deal is with both of these guys. It's about saving points every step of the way against really, really good competition. But it was like the Penn State way of saving points. Both of them scored points early, so it was like score points to save points.
Yeah, definitely, and that goes with kind of that aggressive attitude that we're, I think, always going to get from Penn State. You're not really going to see much stalling from them. They're not going to be backing out of things. These guys want takedowns. They want bonus points, and they want to win big. And so even in instances where they might be overmatched, that doesn't change that philosophy of, hey, we're going to go out and bring you down to the mat, and if you get me down to the mat as well, so be it.
Yeah, and just big-time performances by both. How about the introduction to the Penn State community for Carson Kuhn? He's a guy that a lot of people have been talking about, looking forward to seeing him, looking forward to seeing if he was, in fact, an upgrade over Devin Schnupp. And to go out there and score 12 points against Nathan Tomasello, that is a good way to endear yourself to that fan base.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. And, you know, it's also really – he's such an interesting guy because – he's married. He has a little girl. He's 25 years old. I mean, he is not your run-of-the-mill graduate transfer wrestler, and that's before you even get to all of how he got to Penn State and the way everything happened here in his final semester wrestling for Penn State. I think he definitely adds some for the Nittany Lions. I think he looked actually a little small out there at 125. I didn't have the official weigh-in watching the duel. So he might have a little room to grow and a little room to bulk up there, and that might make a little bit of a difference as well as we come down this home stretch of the season.
And speaking of key points, well, let's first at 141, Nick Lee losing to Joey McKenna. I don't think that that was something that Penn State could handle on a lot of people's calculations for the match. It happened, and Penn State still won.
I think that just speaks to kind of that next man up mentality for Penn State as a team. You know, wrestling is, when you're out on the match, it's one-on-one, but Penn State just always remembers the team. You ask them about their individual success, and they're always going to bring things back to the team. And I think it's a true philosophy, it's a true mindset that Cale and the coaching staff preach from day one. And so when you do see a guy like Nick Lee lose, where and I thought too, wow, this is going to make things really, really tough for Penn State. You get then Anthony Kassar, who steps up, and honestly, Dustin, I think you'd agree with me. Just a couple weeks ago, we were thinking, maybe Shaq should get the nod here, and he should be the start of the rest of the way through. And I think Cale has pretty much silenced everyone with that decision, and that tough decision continues. But, you know, back to Nick Lee, I think as a true freshman guy to wrestle as well as he did against a ranked opponent, he gave up that late takedown at the end of the second period. He got the takedown, I think, in the middle of the third and let the quick escape. You know, two things that really changed that match for him, and I think those are going to be big learning experiences. Those are what I would call freshman mistakes, and if he can learn from those and make some adjustments, that could be a win in a year.
Yeah, I think it's easy to forget that he's a freshman, but sometimes, just like life, the best lessons come the hard way. That was a good lesson for Nick Lee. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, talking some Penn State wrestling with Brandon Pelter. The big guns for Penn State really showed up. We'll definitely get to Anthony Kassar. We're kind of working chronologically through the lineup, but Zane Rutherford and Bo Nickel in particular, with the clock winding down, working from the top position, were not content in Rutherford's case with a major decision and Nickel's case with a regular decision. They are able to turn their opponents and pick up two just huge extra team points by getting the tech fall for Zane Rutherford. 20-4, I think, was the final there. And for Bo Nickel to get the 10-2 major over Miles Martin, just huge swings there. And Penn State's, you know, they're national champs. They showed up to wrestle. I would throw Vincenzo Joseph in there as well with a 12-3 major. These guys are just, you know, especially at home, feeding off that crowd, knowing what they have to do, what the formula is to win. But it's another thing to go out there and beat ranked opponents the way that they did and pick up all those bonus points along the way.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they proved a lot. I don't think Zane Rutherford has much to prove. But, you know, Bo Nickel hasn't lost really, but he's struggled a little bit if you've watched him closely down the stretch, just kind of escaping with some wins. So he really was able to put an exclamation mark to get things going there. And I think for Penn State, like I've said, you know, it all goes back to that aggressive mentality. And for them, it's always about bonus points. Every single match, every single tournament, every time they step on the mat, it's about how many can I score, can I pin you, whatever, how can I get the most points for my team. So when it comes to a situation like this where they are down 9-0 through the first three bouts, it's not the end of the world. They know they can do it, and they also don't have to change their style of wrestling, because their style is always aggressive and always scoring points. And that's huge in a situation like this. If you have a team the rest of your lineup that's going to kind of take their time and they're going to grind out some 4-1 and 5-1 wins, not that there's anything against that, but Penn State's not winning this duel if that's the kind of team that they are. And because they're constantly so aggressive and they have that mentality, that's why they won this duel, plain and simple. Because they scored bonus points where they had to score them. And the last second takedowns, I mean, Bo Nickel, how great was that just to see that in the final 2 seconds to get some back points? And that made the difference.
Yeah, there's a lot of little instances that made the difference. And I think going back to the early deficit thing, if you would have told Cale Sanderson before the match that you're going to be trailing 7-0 after 125 and 133, I think you would have taken that all day. Corey Keener. I know Luke Pletcher isn't really built to blow people out, and I know that there's a faction of the Ohio State fan base who might be a little frustrated in these dual tournaments, these dual settings, to for him to not be able to turn and or major or tech Corey Keener. 5-4, that decision. I think that is another one. You know, at every step along the way, there were these key points, and for him to only give up three was just another one of those situations.
I thought when they were down 7-0, not to say that I was happy, because, you know, you want to see Penn State winning it and being successful, but especially from Cale's perspective, that was probably best-case scenario. It really was. And then Nick Lee losing changed things up a bit. But, you know, Corey Keener, another guy in the loss, had a great opportunity, and hopefully he can learn from it. We've seen a little bit the past few weeks. Come the third period when Keener's been trailing, for whatever reason it may be, he's always a little bit hesitant to take some shots, to attack, to get in there and get that takedown that he needs. And I think we saw some of that again on Saturday night. And if he can change that and he can get back to that attacking mentality, especially come the third period, these close losses might be some close wins. And that makes it big difference, and I think for him it's just going to take one instance of a late takedown to give him the lead that'll kind of build up that confidence and really get him going and back into the shape the way he started the season.
All right, unfortunately we're running out of time just a little bit. We got about a minute. I don't want to gloss over Kassar or Nick Nevels. We mentioned both of them, but what made Kassar a better matchup against Colin Moore? Did you just need his solid foundation as opposed to maybe Rashid's ability to generate bonus points?
I think with Anthony Kassar, you know, first of all, he's been grinding things out in the room. There were some rumors that Shaq was a little banged up, which might be why you go with Anthony Kassar. None of that's not confirmed at all. Just some rumors coming out of the room. But for Anthony Kassar, I mean, he was put in a position, sink or swim, and he certainly swam for Penn State. And Nick Nevels against Kyle Snyder, I think Nick will always tell you, you know, I'm not going to take a consolation prize that, you know, okay, regardless of the outcome, I lost, although my team did win. So he'll take something out of that. But really, I think Nick Nevels showed a lot, and he's a guy that has struggled a little bit there to start out January and now is starting to come into his own, and a pretty good time for Penn State.
Mark Hall was quick to retweet Kyle Snyder, who said a few days before the match, there's no team I'd like to destroy more. He was out there. He had the chance to destroy Penn State. He didn't get it done. We're moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Penn State basketball, we're going to update that with Jeff Brown coming up right after this. Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.